This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve Miggs, and this Friday night, Braun Strowman is going to be taking on Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship, and then could he be bringing it to Monday Night Raw when he takes on Keith Lee? I guess we'll find out on Friday night. But I'm very excited to talk to the monster among men. It's Braun Strowman. Braun, how's it going, my man?
What's up, brother man? Good morning.
I think it was like a couple years ago at WrestleMania New Orleans. It's the last time I got to meet you and had a great time chatting with you when we did like the radio row stuff. And it's like, to think, I miss those days, man, when we had fans at shows and we were able to meet people and shake each other's hands. What a weird world the last couple years.
Without a doubt. Yeah, man, it's been a learning curve, you know, getting through a bunch of this stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm honored to continue to represent the WWE, the forefather of sports entertainment, you know, getting our product out to our fans all around the world that, you know, everybody's dealing with this craziness with everything that's going on. And, you know, we never gave up on our fans. We continued to do whatever we could to get our product out to them. So I'm very honored to be a part of that.
And now we got the Thunderdome. What's it like being in the ring with the Thunderdome? Is that distracting? It looks overwhelming when I watch it on TV, but what's it like to actually be there and have all those screens around you? It's like this weird futuristic vibe.
It is. And, you know, honestly, when I flip the switch and walk through that curtain, you know, and turn the monster on, you almost get the feel that the people are there, you know, with the sound that's dubbed in, and you see the reactions on everybody's faces and stuff like that. It was a nice addition to what we had done throughout the beginning of all this at the Performance Center, and then moving to the Amway in downtown Orlando, and, you know, virtually allowing our fans to get back into the building and stuff. And I think not only for us, the wrestlers and whatnot, you know, being excited to see the faces and stuff of the fans and the interaction, but the fans getting to see themselves on TV. And I'm not exactly sure how the shot is at home, what they get, but I would imagine you get some kind of little cool POV of the ring or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But at the end of the day, like, man, I can remember, like, when I was younger, a couple opportunities to be in the background and stuff and going home and watching and seeing myself on TV. That's cool. And now having the opportunity, you know, to brag to your friends, hey, right there I am sitting behind Braun Strowman's giant butt while he's kicking the crap out of Roman Reigns on Friday Night SmackDown.
So do you remember when you were younger, like the first time you got to be seen, like you saw yourself on TV?
Yeah, it was just like, holy cow. And it was just like, I'm on TV, and now I'm really on TV.
I mean, like, do you remember, what was it, though, that made you get on TV? Like, what was, like, an event, or, like, what was the thing that got you on television?
It was an NHRA event, drag racing event, and I was walking around in the pits, and they were doing some stuff behind the scenes, and there was a little glimpse of chubby little 17-year-old Adam Scherer before he turned into the monster among men, Braun Strowman.
That's awesome, man. And so, like, a lot of people, you know, we talk about how the things that we miss thanks to the pandemic and everything that's going on in the world, obviously not having fans there, I would imagine, being a big one. But, you know, I always look for, like, silver linings in anything in life. Like, I've gotten to spend more time, like, with my newborn and all that kind of stuff. But, like, has there been a silver lining as a WWE superstar in the ring without having the fans? Because I feel like at times, like, the promos have gotten better because there's no distractions, and I feel like people have time to let, like, their promos breathe. But for you, like, have you noticed anything that's been, like, I'm not saying it's, like, a good thing that there's no fans, but, like, at least a silver lining that, you know, hey, we're making the best of it, and this is one of those reasons why.
You know, yeah, exactly. With that being said, I think myself at least, and I could probably speak maybe not for the rest of the boys and girls in the locker room, but I feel like we've had to per se, step up a little bit more, because you don't have that audience and that reaction in the background to hide behind when you mess up on a line or you slip here or there and stuff like that. So I feel like we're under a little bit more of a microscope than before, with everybody being at home watching it, and then, you know, the replays on everything and the YouTube playbacks and all the social media, everything. I feel like I said, we've had to step up and tighten everything up a little bit more than before, because you don't have those 25,000 people going nuts in the background that you get caught up in, and people are paying attention to that and everything else. So at the end of the day, yeah, I think it's made us all refine ourselves and become better performers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So this Friday night, you got the season premiere of SmackDown that's happening on Fox, and you're taking on the main man, Roman Reigns, for the WWE Universal Championship. I just saw him on First Take with ESPN.
Is he the main man?
I mean, he's the tribal chief.
But that's self-proclaimed, right? That's
very true.
If you really want to talk about it, who's main eventing both season premieres on Raw and SmackDown this week?
I believe that's a Braun Strowman.
Maybe Roman needs to take a step back and realize who strapped this company on his back for the last 9 months. Unfortunately, while he was out taking care of himself and stuff like that, and then comes back with this chip on his shoulder, he's done something to deserve this opportunity that he's gotten. At the end of the day, he came in and stole an opportunity from me and Bray Wyatt, you know, letting us go out there and do all the work at Payback, and then coming down with his buzzard himself, Paul Heyman, you know, and picking the bones after Bray and I had already killed each other for 30 minutes. So he needs to take a step back and realize what's really going on in this company and who's actually representing it to the fullest.
Bron, I'm glad you said that, because I watched him on First Take, and he's saying that you don't deserve this opportunity. I'm like, you know what? You could say that in front of all those ESPN hosts, but don't say that to Braun Strowman's face, because you're going to regret it.
And here's the end of the day. You know what? I don't deserve anything. And he's right about that. I don't deserve anything. And that's his mentality, how he thinks. He thinks he deserves all this stuff. He's done all this stuff. And in the grand scheme of things, let's be for real, Roman Reigns is probably here because of the family legacy that's been carried on through the business. So at that end of the thing of deserving anything, you're right. I don't deserve an opportunity. But I'll be damn sure if I didn't earn one.
Damn straight. So this Friday, and then Monday, potentially walking in with the Universal Championship, taking on Keith Lee. Watching you two in that double countout, man, it just made me want to see more, so I can't wait for Monday as well.
Absolutely. You know, I gave Keith credit the other night and stuff like that. There's not too many guys that are willing to come knocking on the door when the Monster's calling, or per se, or opening the door, I guess is to say, when the Monster's knocking. So I gave Keith some credit. You know, he stepped up. He's a big boy, and, he possibly has a bright future in front of him. We'll see if he can make it through Monday.
And, Bron, I know I got to let you run. You got more interviews to do, but I got to ask you one question. It's a silly question, but, I always like asking these questions to dudes that, you know, you're a big dude, you're in great shape, you're an intimidating human being, but it's always fun to hear those stories of, what is it about you that people would be surprised to find out? For me, I'm, tatted up on both of my arms. People never expect me to, my wife even laughs at me. She's like, whenever she rips something in her clothes, can you sew this? I'm like, yeah, I don't mind doing that. I enjoy doing little sewing projects, because it just kind of calms me and keeps me cool. But for you, what's something that you share with someone that's what, wait, Braun Strowman likes doing blank?
I think the big one people have really found out is how much I'm connected in the motorsports world. A lot of people don't know that I was a mechanic for 11 years before I got into the WWE and before I even got into competing in World's Strongest Man. So I've been out, with having a little bit of extra time and stuff like that, and it's being outside so we can keep our social distance and stuff. I've been getting back into doing some drag racing and stuff like that. So I got a couple fun little cars, and we go out to the track here in Orlando and stuff, and it's really cool to see the people's faces. Like last night, I got to meet a 10-year-old little girl that drives a junior dragster. She's been racing since she was 6 years old, and she came up to me and asked me what my name was. And when I said Braun, her eyes just lit up, and it was so cool to have, you know, have an opportunity to run in and mesh and you know, gel with other entities around the world. And that's what's the cool thing with WWE is, man, the opportunities to get in front of so many different eyes and demographics and you know, enjoy the process, enjoy putting smiles on people's faces, what we do in WWE.
Dude, it's always great getting to chat with you. The last time I met you, it was such a great experience. You're always just a blast to just hear your stories. And I look forward to Friday night, Monday as well, and continue to do great things, man. I'm a big fan of what you do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the time, and stay safe. Stay healthy and keep washing your hands.
Oh, and also, I'm happy that you're a proud member as well of the Shaved Head Club. As a fellow man that shaves his head, I got to imagine that you enjoy getting up in the morning now way more.
You know, there's parts of me that miss that crazy whatever mullet, mohawk, whatever you want to call it I had. But, you know, I was blessed with a lot of good genes. The hairline wasn't one of them. So, unfortunately, Father Time was not. And it was time to go.
But it makes it so much easier in the morning getting ready. So, dude, as much as I miss having hair, I don't miss that part. But, Braun, I know you got to run, do some interviews, but thanks a lot for taking some time with me.
Thank you, sir.
Big thanks to Braun Strowman for joining me. That was pretty awesome, man. This Friday, he's going to be on SmackDown for the season premiere of SmackDown, taking on Roman Reigns on Fox. And then on the USA Network on Monday Night Raw, he'll be going head-to-head with Keith Lee, which is just going to be an awesome one as well. You can follow him on Twitter, at Braun Strowman. Let him know you enjoyed hearing this interview. That would be very much appreciated. You can follow me on all social media at I'm Steve Miggs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.